The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with chiropractor Dr. Dennis Brickner about holistic chiropractic with a particular focus on pain management. Each week on Your Holistic Health, we give you practical, evidence-based tips on different aspects of healthy living, focused on wellness and prevention. We turn to Scripture to support our discussions because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. And speaking about some of those tips, we have some great ones on the topic of walking in the news this week. I love to walk, and it turns out we need to prepare a bit for that exercise. And if you, like me, enjoy walking, here's what you should do. According to the experts, we should fuel up 30 minutes before we walk, just a snack, high in carbs and protein. Why, you might ask? Well, carbs provide energy while fueling our muscles, and it helps them to contract during walking. What's a typical snack? A good idea would be a little bit of trail mix with roasted almonds and perhaps a fig, one of which I have in my pantry at home, or some Greek yogurt like the new non-fat Chobani, and 30 minutes before, and then when you begin to walk, here's a few ideas on how to maximize that walking experience. So number one, we want to add hills to the walking. If you hit a hill in nature or on the treadmill, it turns out that you can increase your calorie burn by nearly 20%. That's pretty significant. Number two, go off-road. Head out for a light but brisk hike, and you'll burn another 400 or so calories in just 1 hour. And it turns out that uneven terrain will force you to work harder. Number three, swing those arms. With your elbows bent at about 90 degrees and loose hands, loose fists, move those arms in an arc, keeping your elbows tight to your body. And this is going to help drive you towards forward motion and strengthen your upper body. That can also increase your burn by about 10%. And then finally, make your strides longer. Instead of taking more steps, work on increasing your stride length. You'll cover more ground and you'll burn more fat. Do enjoy that walking experience, and do remember 30 minutes prior to fuel up with a small snack, high in carbs and protein. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Dennis Brickner is a chiropractor in the Dayton area for over 24 years. He's been married for 15 years and he has 5 children. He graduated from Heidelberg College in Tiffin, from the University of Toledo, and from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, near my neck of the woods. Welcome, Dr. Brickner, to Your Holistic Health.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm looking forward to being here today.
Well, I'm sure we're all very curious. Why did you become a chiropractor?
Well, I'd always wanted to be in the healthcare field, even from little on. Always wanted to be a doctor. And after spending time at the University of Toledo working on my master's program, was looking at the different options out there, and my dad had actually suggested chiropractic. Didn't know a lot about it, but I decided, well, I will jump in and try it. Went out to Palmer College, fell in love with the college experience, with the chiropractic philosophy, and have been in love with that chiropractic lifestyle ever since.
Do you think that was a calling?
Well, even though I wasn't a believer at that time, I certainly do believe that God was calling me in that direction. You know, my belief is that chiropractic is a healing art, and I think any true healer has to be called by the Lord, and I certainly feel that that's the same situation with myself.
So, very briefly, what is chiropractic so we can all be on the same page today?
Well, I like the definition that Dr. Palmer used way back when he started the profession. Things have changed a little bit through the years, but chiropractic is a philosophy. It's a science. It's an art of things natural. It's a system of adjusting the segments of the spine for the correction of the cause of dis-ease. Now, I want to talk about that word real quick here. Dis-ease means lack of ease, lack of harmony. And the chiropractic premise is based upon the nerve system runs everything. The brain, spinal cord, spinal nerves run everything. And so when there's not proper connection between the brain and the body, body doesn't work well. So chiropractic deals with that connection in order to promote health and well-being.
All right, so let's take that concept and bring it one step further and talk a little bit about what holistic chiropractic is and how you practice that in your office.
Well, there's different types of chiropractic. Some deal with specific musculoskeletal issues, headache, back pain, things, and all chiropractic deals with that. But when you take it a step further with holistic chiropractic, you're dealing with the whole body. And from a believing chiropractor, I deal with the body, mind, soul, the physical, the chemical, and the spiritual aspect of that. Holistic chiropractic takes into that whole concept. One of the shortcomings of medicine is that we segment the body out. You have a piece here, a part there, dealing with an issue here. Well, God created our body and its systems to interact with one another. You can't separate out the spiritual man. You can't separate out one organ system. I work with the whole individual, treat the whole body as opposed to an issue or a symptom or a problem.
And as you describe that sort of coming together or the interconnectedness of the parts in a holistic or a mind-body-spirit model, I'm reminded of balance and pulling that term out and looking to Scripture, a verse in 2 Timothy 1:7, where we hear, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control." And all of that, to me, creates a beautiful picture of the temple in all of its radiant parts. So chiropractic has really evolved over the last 30 years and now is quite more mainstream, if you will, almost to the point that it's more traditional than not. And how do I feel that? Why and how do I feel that is happening? Is insurance interested or not? I guess there's the rubber meets the road, and it is becoming more covered. Tell us a little bit more about what you think has evolved in that 20, 30-year period.
Well, when you use the evolution, that's the only time I believe evolution is actually true. Yes, we have evolved. Chiropractic has come along. It's something that has gotten bigger and better through the years. A lot of that is you know, you said three things there just a little bit ago that really strike a chord in me. Balance, self-control, discipline. You know, the body needs to be balanced. We need to experience discipline in our life. And not only that, but in the chiropractic profession itself, the self-control, the discipline of research and perpetuating the education of chiropractic to others is a big part of that. You know, and people are, frankly, I think, tired of the symptom chasing. I think they're tired of drugs and surgery. They're looking for answers. And every day I see people who have been everywhere else, and they're like, I need some answers here. I'm tired of the same old, same old.
Well, and that's there's a heaviness in that scenario that you described. There's an emotional heaviness, perhaps even a spiritual heaviness, not to mention the pain for many people. And pain management is perhaps something that requires multiple interventions or multimodal interventions, said another way. But I know that, you know, focusing on some of the mechanics of chiropractic, we'd love to hear more about what does make this practice so special from a physical perspective in helping more specifically to balance and manage chronic pain?
Well, you know, you're right. It does take in multiple things. Nobody has all the answers there. But one of the things we find from chiropractic, the work thereof and the research over the years is that when the body is out of balance, like with anything, whether it's a relationship or your front-end alignment in your car, things are going to start breaking down. And so just throwing a pill or something at that, or lotion or potion to try to alleviate that is not going to be the answer. You have to get down to the genesis of it all. Where does that imbalance start? How do we correct that imbalance? You know, a lot of the ills we have are self-induced, so it comes down sometimes to lifestyle understanding and management.
And you know, it's so easy to, focusing on the back for a moment, so easy to come out of alignment, even so much as just sitting improperly at a desk or, you know, holding or lifting heavy weights improperly can throw us very simply into a state of disalignment. And we need to focus again. And you had mentioned a little bit before the show about the cervical area. Tell us about that area and how important it is. And then perhaps before we go to break, just a couple of thoughts on your techniques to keep that area healthy.
Good question. A good example, just today I have a 17-year-old that came in the office. He's dealing with some back issues. And it turns out to be more than just my back sore. You know, I look at his posture and it is out of balance. Shoulders are out of balance, head's not sitting on straight. And a lot of that is what sets the stage for an issue 10, 15, 20 years later, to where you bend over to pick up a piece of paper or a pencil and your back goes out. And you know, a lot of people are probably familiar with that. Well, a normal healthy spine doesn't do it like that. If there's a lot of imbalance and it's been there for a long period of time, your body's going to break down. So what I try to deal with in my profession, my practice, is dealing with the upper cervical area, which is the area of the spine just underneath the skull that controls posture. Because when posture is distorted, when your body is out of balance, bad things happen. Just like driving down the road with your front end out of alignment. Your tires at some point in time are going to wear. So I use that upper cervical area, the upper neck area, to help balance the body, bring it back into alignment, and then teach an individual how to stay in alignment.
Well, it sounds like in many ways you have to be a good diagnostician.
Yes, you do, and although there are certain things that you see that are pretty common from one individual to the next, you know, we all walk standing up, so there's going to be certain low back issues, there are going to be certain things that do crop up, but everybody has a little bit different pattern of misalignment, and a lot of it is due to what their lifestyle dictates. You know, if they are somebody who's on the phone all the time, they cradle their phone to their neck, that's going to create an issue. If you sit behind a desk all day long and you have a poor support of the lower spine, you're going to run into issues. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you do have to be a little bit of a sleuth to kind of determine where are the imbalances, what do you need to do to fix them, and how do we keep them stable.
All right, well, we're going to take a little break now, and when we come back, Dr. Brickner, I want to hear more about your 40-day challenge, and I'm sure there's some significance in the 40 days that might even be scriptural. Imagine that setup.
Imagine that.
If you're just joining us, this is Your Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. On our show with us this evening is chiropractor Dr. Dennis Brickner from the Springboro area in Ohio. And we're talking about holistic chiropractic with a particular focus on pain tonight. Well, Dr. Brickner, before the break, I asked a little bit about that 40 days and the challenge that you have, and I'm incredibly interested in this, what you call on your website, Body by God, the rebuilding of the temple, the 40-day challenge. What in heaven's name is that?
Well, I like to do a lot of educational programs for the community at large, and that is one of those. The Body by God is a group of chiropractors, of doctors who do education from a biblical standpoint. Rebuilding the temple, as you know, the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and so a lot of the breakdown occurs from lifestyle issues. And so the 40 days is, yes, it is biblical, as you had mentioned earlier. You know, Moses and Noah, and we see all kinds of 40 days. But what the premise is, it takes about 40 days to establish a new habit. And 40 days to break a bad one, and 40 days to establish a new one. And so that's where the 40 days comes at. And also we look at trying to improve the body function 1% a day for 40 days. And the way we do that through the Body by God 40-day challenge is looking at the four aspects: lifestyle management, scheduling one's time. You know, time is, you only get so much time, and so scheduling that. Peace management versus stress management. You can manage peace. It's hard to manage stress. Nutrition and body conditioning. Those are the four aspects of that 40-day challenge.
It sounds like a great sort of principle-based, structured approach to something that I think is probably difficult in a way it should be. Requires one to be ready and prepared, probably prayerfully, I might add. Mm-hmm. And to that end, disciplined. And we have scripture once again. Imagine that, to support us. In this time, it's from Hebrews 12:11, where we read that all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful. Yet, to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Isn't it intriguing that our Lord inserted that term peaceful fruit? And we did speak about that peace, which I'm sure is very ever-present in your office, because you are a believing professional.
Well, you are right. Peace is huge. You know, people walk to the ends of the earth looking for that. You know, it doesn't come in things. As you and I both know, you know, the Lord, only Him working in you and through you can that be achieved. I do pride myself on the fact that this office, we attempt to exude that. You know, I've had patients come into the office and say, you know, I just want to be here. I just feel better just coming in the office. And I am blessed to have four believing staff members that's what our focus is, try to make this a safe haven for individuals, because this is a very toxic world. And we try to, we play Christian music, you know, we're always talking and blessing individuals. And that comes across in the way we present ourselves.
So because we focus tonight on pain, and you know, there are tremendous, there's a tremendous emotional component to chronic pain. Certainly there must be a spiritual component. So it's very natural to me to look at your type of approach. This holistic approach is very consistent with, you know, the journey as it's been created for us in its most natural state. And I believe that it is God-blessed. I want to ask you, though, more specifically, from your perspective, how does spirituality play into and impact the healing prospect and the healing process, one and the same? Meaning, does a person realize how important spiritual, I don't know if I want to use the word tune-ups, are as a part of that package? Or do you have to grow that concept as you begin that relationship with your clients?
Great question. You know, we are a physical being, we are a chemical being, and we are a spiritual being. And you can't separate all of those, or any of those. And so, yeah, we deal with the spiritual aspect of individuals. When people come in, and I will pray with them before the adjustment. And so, yeah, that's something that they obviously get a grasp there. Most people don't understand that concept, though. It's amazing the number of people that are devoid of any spiritual understanding of things. And so through our interactions from visit to visit, I get an opportunity to grow that relationship and delve into opportunities to give them some spiritual direction. Because, yeah, if you don't, you can work as hard as you can on their physical being, but if spiritually there's a major issue there, a void, then your healing process is only going to go so far.
Well, you know, and even if it's not quite the right time to pray aloud, or there's not enough comfort or relationship at that moment, one can always intercede quietly and pray on behalf of or for someone, either before, during, or after a visit. I found that this has been incredibly rewarding in my practice. Mm-hmm. Actually, clients may not even know that we're doing that for them, rather. And I do believe that is God-blessed and God-focused and God-driven.
Oh, absolutely. You know, every day before I start my day, I'm looking at the list of the individuals that are coming in for care, and I'll be asking the Lord for wisdom and discernment about what their specific needs may be. Maybe there's a crisis going on, and direct me in that prayer before I walk into the adjusting room, typically, or even I put my hands on them. Lord, give me your eyes, give me your hands, give me your ears and your eyes as I'm going about, and your touch as I'm going about bringing about a physical healing.
Because your practice is so amazingly different and in a wonderful way. And I'm guessing that for many of our listeners tonight, this is a new concept to sort of get your hands around, because honestly, we all know that in traditional medicine, there has been a purposeful separation of spirituality in most practices and religion from the practice of medicine. And I don't want to get into that tonight, but I do want to promote to our listeners that you can vote with your feet, and you can choose Christian practitioners like Dr. Brückner and myself and others, and there are more and more of us available. Isn't that wonderful that we live in a society and a time where we have these types of choices available to us in many different cities in this country? And I have a very specific request for you tonight, Dr. Brückner. I'm hoping that this is okay. My heart is just going out right now to those in pain. I feel very led to invite you, if you are comfortable, in leading us in a prayer for any of our listeners and those whom they know who might be suffering from chronic pain. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. I will have to tell you, 80 to 90% of the ills we have, I believe, are self-induced. And so when I pray for physical healings, I typically pray for wisdom and direction. Because, you know, a lot of things we can, you know, the Lord certainly can touch and heal, and he can heal chronic issues, he can heal acute. But yes, I'll certainly do that. You want me to go ahead?
Go ahead, yes, please.
Okay. Well, Father God, I just thank you for the gift of healing. What a precious gift. And for those who may be struggling with with chronic issues, chronic pain, or chronic diseases that do not seem to be having an answer, Lord, I just pray, number one, for your miraculous touch upon their body. And Lord, I also know that you call us into taking steps as well. And so I pray for wisdom and direction, Lord. Maybe the boldness and the courage to step out and attempt another form of healing or another direction, Lord. So I just pray for your direction in the lives of those who may be struggling with a health challenge right at this point in time, Father. And we ask this, and we ask that you anoint and bless us in your Holy Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. It was beautiful. And I have a vision right now that I want to share for you, Dr. Brückner, and also for our listeners. I see a model, an office-based practice model, where we have three people in the room. And I know that there are pictures that have been painted on this topic in medicine for the years of practice that I've been involved in this industry, but I see Jesus standing there beside you, and he has his arm on your client, and he has one arm on you. So please remember that the next time you think about the journey that you've been called to do and what an amazing ministry you have. I'll call it that because it sure sounds like that's what it is as well.
Thank you. I will, Kathy. Thank you.
Where can our listeners go for more information about you and your work?
Well, I do have a website, drbrickner.com, www.drbrickner.com. And that's drbrickner.com. And so, yeah, you can go there for information on that. And then I have links for other, if you want to look at Nuka or some of the other techniques I have.
Awesome. And don't forget that 40-day temple, 40-day challenge, that Rebuild It challenge for the community. That's an awesome branch of your work as well. Thank you so much for that. Well, we're all out of time, and it's time to wrap up our show with the quote of the week. And this week it's by Elizabeth Gilbert from Eat, Pray, Love, a great book and also a great movie that's been popularized. And I quote, "To find the balance you want, this is what you must become. You must keep your feet grounded so firmly on the earth that it's like you have four legs instead of two. That way, you can stay in the world, but you must stop looking at the world through your head. You must look through your heart instead, and that way, you will know God." End quote. Once again, I want to say thank you to our special guest tonight, Dr. Dennis Brickner, chiropractor in the Dayton area of Ohio, for being with us and talking about holistic chiropractic and pain management.
Thanks for having me.
Our show next week will be guest Sean Tassone. He's a medical doctor, and he's going to talk to us about his new book that's just coming out called Spiritual Pregnancy. And that will be on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. So please tune in again next week at this very same time. You are loved. Blessings, and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.